Sounds like someone's done with studying. Come here. Hang out with me for a while and relax. Wow. All that studying really wore you out, huh? Well, if it helps, it's gonna pay off in the long run. It may be exhausting and frustrating and a pain in the ass for now, but it'll be worth it. Yeah, I promise. I mean, I promise, but only as long as spoken contracts aren't legally binding in a court of law. Oh, come on, you know I'm just joking. You're working really hard and it's gonna pay off someday. And then you'll get a nice job, and then buy me a big mansion for being such a cool roommate, right? Alright, jokes aside. Someday you're gonna be happy you worked as hard as you are now. Even if it's frustrating. But for tonight, you're done dealing with all of that, and you don't have to look at it again. Just put it all out of your head and watch this silly movie with me. Honestly, I don't know. I just kind of turned it on and then started playing games on my phone. Because I have no attention span whatsoever. Hey, don't blame me. You know how I get after studying. My brain just doesn't want to work anymore, so I reward it with entertainment from the silly little glowy screens. You do the same thing. Yeah, whatever. Just watch this movie with me. Or just sit with me and pretend to watch it. Whatever you want to do. Sure, do whatever you gotta do. But you better come back here and hang out with me. Don't need you trying to do any more studying tonight, you workaholic. Hey, while you're up, would you mind grabbing me the ice cream from the freezer? I bought you some too, if you want it. Yeah, no problem. I thought you might want something sweet to reward yourself with. Toss them over here, would you? Thank you. Oh, is that a blanket? Are you cold? Oh, yeah, right. Your desk is in that absolutely freezing corner of your room, isn't it? No wonder why you always look so miserable after finishing your homework. You know, if you just have told me that you were cold, I'd have given you my hoodie. You didn't have to go back and grab your blanket. Planning to fall asleep out here then? Oh, I'm not judging, I promise. I was actually gonna do the same thing. If you don't mind the company. Oh, true. The couch is pretty small. We could always cuddle, if you want. That'd probably help warm you up, too. No, I'd be fine with it. I mean, we've cuddled a few times. So I don't think it's too weird. Yeah, sure. Move a bit closer. You can lay your head on my shoulder. Oh my god. Even your face feels cold. You're just a little icicle. At this point, you're gonna freeze if you try to eat any of that ice cream. Then pull that blanket up here and wrap it around us. Let's get you all warmed up. There we go. Isn't that better? Now, let's eat some ice cream and watch this movie. Hey, you're shaking. Are you sure you're not still cold? You know, if you want to borrow my hoodie, that offer is still on the table. Oh, come on, you know I wouldn't mind. I think we've both accidentally switched hoodies more times than we can count, and it's never bothered me. If you want to borrow my hoodie, I'm totally fine with it. Yes, I promise. It's all good. Yeah, here. Let me just take it off real quick. You mind sitting up for a second? Perfect. Thank you. All right. How's that? Are you feeling any warmer? Good, I'm glad. I'd hate for you to miss out on your ice cream just because you were too cold to handle it. That would have left me to finish it all. And though that would be a perilous task, I would have gladly endured it for you, my chilly little icicle friend. Me? Selfish? Nonsense! I would be doing you a favor by getting rid of some of the coldness. If anything, it would be a burden to eat that much ice cream. Yeah, well, you look like you're gonna fall asleep face first in the ice cream anyways. Why don't you just give it to me so you don't have to worry about that? Come on, just give me your ice cream. You know you want to. Oh, fine. Keep your ice cream. I guess I'll have to settle for eating my own and watching this movie. Oh, and it's already over. I guess we missed the entire thing. Here, toss me the remote. I'll turn on something else that we can actually want to watch. Oh, it's up to you. You can choose whatever you want. Alright, sounds good. Let me just turn it on. Where is it? Ah, there we go. Now why don't we just... Oh my god. Are you actually asleep? You still have your spoon in your mouth. Hey. Hello, sleepyhead. Wake up for me. Hey there. You awake now? Yeah, you really fell asleep. I told you that you looked tired. I'm not making fun of you. Not right now, anyways. I'm just saying that if you're tired, you should go to bed. No point in forcing yourself to stay awake just for my sake. Well, yeah, we can spend more time together, okay? For now, just get some sleep, alright? No, it's fine. You can sleep out here if you want. Let's just move around a bit so it'll be more comfortable. First, let me go put the ice cream back. We don't need that melting all over the place while we sleep. No need to complain. I'll be right back. I promise. Then you can go back to using me as a big, snuggly pillow. Just be patient. I'll be back in less than a minute, alright? Are you already drifting off again? God. You really wore yourself out with all that studying. Okay. So, how do you want to do this? What's gonna be the most comfortable for you? Too tired to think, huh? Well, let's try this. I'm gonna put a pillow over on this end of the couch and sit over here. And why don't you sit between my legs and lean back against my chest? That way you can use me as a pillow and we'll both be comfortable. I think it'll be comfortable. And honestly, it might be the only way we'll be able to fit on this couch. Yeah, I won't really be laying down exactly, but I don't mind. I don't plan on sleeping too much anyways. I'm not tired yet, so I'm just gonna watch TV for a bit. Then come here. And bring the blanket too, it's getting kinda cold. See? Comfortable, right? Yeah, I've been told I'm very comfy. Some may even say that I'm the comfiest pillow they've ever had. Oh, is someone jealous? Don't worry. I'm your pillow first and foremost. Come on, you know you love my jokes. That's why you've lived with me for this long. Well, that and my incredible cuddle abilities. Oh, yeah, and the fact that I buy you food. And my amazing puns. And my insanely good looks. And my smoking hot body. God, I really am the full package, aren't I? Absolute wifey material. Hey, you know I am. I'm like a 10 out of 10. Marriage material for sure. You're so mean to me. And here I am, being so incredibly nice and cute and letting you sleep on me. So rude. Well, at least admit that I'm a good cuddler. You gotta give me that. I'll count that as a win. Now hurry up and go to bed because apparently you get super snarky when you're tired. Alright. How could I forget? You're always snarky. Yeah, just shut up and go to bed. Hey, rude. Go to bed before I decide I don't want to cuddle with you anymore. Look at that, you're yawning. All that sass must be making you even more tired. You're just lucky that you're cute when you yawn. Oh, I didn't say anything. Besides that, you need sleep, that is. Oh, just go to bed, you grumpy little icicle. You need to rest up. Come on. Just lay your head on my shoulder so you can drift off into dreamland. See? Isn't that better? It's so comfy, isn't it? You alright if I wrap my arms around you? That way you don't fall off the couch while you sleep. Sweet. Now just lift your arms a bit. There. Now this is perfect. You comfortable? You're kind of mumbling. Was that a yes? I guess I'll take that as a yes. Since you're snuggling into my neck at this point. What, too tired to respond? I guess being sassy really did wear you out. Sleep well, sleepyhead. Hey, you asleep yet? Damn, you really were tired. I'm kind of sad, you know. I really wanted to hang out with you tonight. And again, this is pretty nice too. Cuddling with you is something I'll never get tired of. Especially when you're all relaxed like this. Just leaning into me. And letting me hold you close. Feeling how warm and relaxed you are against me. Feeling your chest rise and fall as your breathing evens out. I can't tell you how happy this makes me. You know, I thought that you would have figured it out, that I had a huge crush on you by now. Exactly the best at hiding my feelings. And I know I have a tendency to get kind of flirty with you. I thought it was inevitable that you'd put two and two together and that you'd realize that I'm a bit head over heels for you. Well, kind of have been since we started rooming together, really. Just hanging out with you always makes my day. I love talking to you. And I love being your friend. I really do, but I still want more. I want to be more with you, you know? Do all that romantic stuff and make you feel loved and happy. And I don't know, I just want you to feel everything's good. Especially when you think about me. Well, that might be kind of selfish, but I mean, that's kind of part of having a crush, right? That jealousy when you call someone else cute, always trying to get your attention, trying everything I can to get you to like me more. All that kind of stuff. Like, there's selfless parts of it too. But I guess I just feel like it's selfish. I guess. Because I don't want to distract you from your work or your school stuff. And even if you want to date someone, I don't want to make you feel awkward that I, your roommate, want to date you. I just don't want to make you feel guilty or anything. And I feel like, well, you're so sweet and such a good friend that if I did tell you that I had a crush on you, you'd feel weird about it because you wouldn't want to hurt my feelings. Because that would be selfish of me, wouldn't it? Making you deal with my feelings. But, on the other hand, there are times that I feel like you might have feelings for me, too. I don't know, it just seems like you look at me a lot sometimes, and you do a ton of the same stuff that I do for you, too. Getting me snacks, lending me your jacket, watching my favorite shows even when you hate them. Sometimes you even kind of flirt with me, too. It all just feels like stuff that you wouldn't really do for just a normal friend. I mean, I think I'm right. Right? is all of this so hard? One second I think I know what we are and what our relationship is, and the next I have no idea. I just wish I knew how to ask you about it without making it weird between us. I'm just too scared of losing you. Maybe one day, I'll finally find the nerve to tell you. Or, if I'm lucky, you might tell me. I can dream, right? I guess for now I'll just enjoy this. Whatever we have. Because honestly, I could spend the rest of my life like this and still be happy. So long as I have you, I'd be happy. It'd just be nice to be able to kiss you too. It'd be really, really nice. But at least for now, I get to hold you like this. I get to have you this close to me, sleeping against me. I can feel your heartbeat against my chest. And that alone is one of the greatest gifts I could ask for. For right now, it's perfect. Whatever we have, it's perfect.